worry about all the things that was going on around me. I had assurance that Jesus was mine. Amen. And a lot of times, you know, like I said, we have been hit with death here. Two or three people that are close to us in our families have died. But through it all, amen, I say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen. And like I say, when the winds and the storm rages, my heart is comfortable because I know that I have assurance in Jesus. Amen. The 23rd Psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This is a time of year when we really, the homeless people, the people who are without, the people who are down on their luck, the people who are who just don't have, amen. We know that there is people out there who try to take advantage of systems they really don't need, but they're out there because they just want to be. But there are a lot of people that can't help themselves. They're just out there. This first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd." He's a shepherd. Amen. I'm a country boy, and I used to see flocks of sheep come by my house all the time. And they would have one shepherd, and he would have a few dogs. And they would herd thousands of sheep. But that shepherd knew how to control all those sheep. He knew how to make do. He knew when to move them to greener pastures.
Yeah.
He knew what to do. It takes a special person to be a shepherd. And the Lord is comparing himself to our shepherd. And he said, "We don't have to want for anything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Again, that goes back to assurance. When the turmoil in your life seems like it's just too much for you to bear, that you "I'm not going to make it this time." My relationships are so to where I've counseled people who just wanted to end their lives because of their relationships. But the Lord leads us to still waters. Still waters is a place of calmness, a place that you can rejuvenate yourself. Which the third verse said, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." The name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe.
Thank you, Jesus.
"Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The Lord never promised us a life full of good things. He never promised us a life, as they say, as a bowl of cherries. He never promised us that everything was going to be good. There's going to be hills and there's going to be valleys. But we don't have to fear. I know a lot of times when I used to go camping, I used to walk, I used to hike a lot. And if there's anything that's comfortable to you when you're hiking, I used to pick up sticks and have them as my rod. Amen. They'd help me walk. They'd help me climb. If I seen something that I didn't want to get close to me, I put that rod out there, and I keep them off me. Amen. So the Lord is our comfort. He's with us all the time. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We all like to eat, we know that. The food that the Lord is preparing for us, that He is presenting to us, is the food of life. It's the spiritual food that we need to sustain our souls. Not just our bodies, but our soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I see why David wrote this song. Because it, even when I go to work, I do what everything I has to do, I have to do. But come Sunday, it's no place I'd rather be than this place.
Amen.
It seems to somehow take away all the stuff that I get bombarded with during the week. At my job, I can't get away, or I can't tell people not to swear. I can't tell people not to smoke. I can't tell people what to do with their lives. So I'm constantly being bombarded with all of these different things. But come Sunday, I can come to the house of the Lord. And I don't have to worry about people swearing. I don't have to worry about people doing the things that I don't do.
Amen.
So I thank God for this church. I thank God for each and every one of you that come here. We want to offer you an invitation to have this food of life that I was referring to. That's the Holy Ghost. You say, well, how do I get this food, Pastor? Acts 2 and 38 says, and I know it, but I don't want to misquote it. On the day of Pentecost, the great prophet, disciple Peter, stood up when the people thought that everybody was drunk, when this magnificent Holy Ghost fell. And he said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
First, you have to believe that Jesus is who He is.
Yes.
He is the Savior of our soul.
Yes.
He is the light of the world. And He not only created us, but once we failed Him, we disobeyed Him. And I didn't say us as we did. Adam, our forefather, disobeyed God and put us in perpetual sin. So because of Adam's sin, we were all born into sin. So we all have to repent for our sins. First we believe, and then he says we're baptized. Baptized don't mean sprinkle. It means fully submerged. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have to be called over you. And then Jesus promised that he would put that spirit, that food of life in your soul.
Hallelujah.
To keep you every day.
Amen.
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 I just wanted to encourage each and every one of you that whenever you in something like we had this week that is really like the wind was, you know, as a child, I was scared of thunder and lightning. I just thought that was the worst thing. But now I love thunder and lightning. I love to hear it. But I don't like the wind. The wind still scares me, Brother Ted. Because, you know, you can't see it. All you can do is see the devastation from it. So when you're in a situation, when you're faced with things that you don't think that you can make it, just remember the 23rd Psalm. I don't want to keep you long. We have our annual what we get